Maybe we can make a pinhole that drips one drop a second, Ari said. Then there will be 60 drops to a minute, and so on. Let's experiment at my house, Aaron said.
I'd like to build the model at my house, Ari said.
Okay, Aaron said. We can separate now and work apart. We'll join the tower and the clock later. The next day, Tanya and Aaron lined up several plastic jars full of water. Each had a different-sized pinhole in the bottom. We need to find one that has the right number of drops per minute so that it will empty in 12 hours, Tanya said.
I'll put the measuring lines on the bottom jar, Aaron said.
We'll pour the water from the bottom back into the top to repeat the cycle, Tanya said.
It won't be exact, but it will be close.
Let's color the water blue so we can read the lines on the bottom jar easier, Aaron said.
Good thinking, Tanya said.
While they were working, Ari called.
How tall do you want the model to be? He asked.
Hold on, said Tanya. I'll measure it.
She returned to the phone and said,
Each jar is 8 inches high, so the two are 16 inches.
According to one book, Ari said, the water clock towers were 33 feet high, so if I allow half an inch to a foot, that will come out about right. I'll bring it over in a few days.